talk a little bit about kind of the madness that was going on that summer as he was kind of spiraling out of control with his substance use.
It was hard, and I didn't really know what to do. I mean, we had our baby. You know, it was mixed because that whole time, you know, while things seemed to be getting worse with him, you know, we had this beautiful baby boy, and he was growing and flourishing, and you know, he was just a joy. And then we have that going on with him, and so it was, you know, it was a mixed year, and it was mixed year for me. And so I was confused between, well, do I help my husband? Or do I help my baby? Mm-hmm. Do I try to keep father and son together, or is it better that he stay away from him? You know, what impact is this having on Isaiah? Because, you know, his father's disappearing and doing all these things that are hurting us. Yet at the same time, Rashawn was just, I mean, he apologized a lot, and he regretted things. You know, and he never really hurt his son, I guess you say physically, but it was, I don't know, it was just all confusing, and there was never really clear cut in terms of what I should do. So honestly, it culminated in Rashawn leaving and going home to California, and yes, he just left us, but that was probably the best thing that happened, because as soon as he did and he wasn't here and it was just me and the baby, it was just, oh, this is what we needed. Like, we needed to be apart.
So I remember clearly the night you called and said they had found Rashawn.
Mm-hmm.
He'd been missing for a little while.
Right. He'd been gone for like 8 days. He left his mom's house. Yeah.
So he'd been engaging in services, getting some help through the VA in Sacramento. And then one day he left.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a waiting game. No idea where he was at until... Did Laura get the initial call?
She did. They called her first. And they had found him in a hotel room, passed away. And I'm assuming, and this was on a Sunday. They found him about noon, but they were thinking he had passed away during the night.
Mm-hmm.
And there were definitely cans of that.
Air duster?
Yeah, the air duster there. Mm-hmm.
And so they ruled that it was an overdose on the air duster, right?
Yeah, accidental intoxication.
So just like that.
Mm-hmm. Just like that. And as soon as it happened, I mean, it was great. I mean, you know, like I didn't expect, you know, my friends to just race on over. And you guys did. You know, and then of course it was, you know, I was just so scared for my son, because I'm like, oh no, even though his father was, yes, in this state, of course there were always hopes that things were going to get better, and just like, oh my gosh, you know, he's going to grow up without a father. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is, you know, I mean, you know, I wasn't even thinking, oh, you know, I'm not going to have him. It was more like, Isaiah's not going to have him.
Yeah.
Present in his life. And so, I don't know, I never wanted that for him. But at the same time, I'm like, well, you know, as I've been thinking in these years afterwards, you know, it's like, it's not the end of the world. And there are plenty of people who've grown up without a parent, including yourself. And so, in the most part, you know, you just keep on living, and you know, and that's just the way it is.